And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 29th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low expected east of Iceland 977 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. West or northwest, backing southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. North or northwest, backing west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Dover and White. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, northerly or northwesterly, backing westerly later in north, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, fair, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in far south, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, fair, then occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Irish Sea, veering northwest later. Occasional rain, then squally showers later in Irish Sea, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Irish Sea. Shannon, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 5 to 7, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest, veering west, 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, west or northwest, 4 to 6, backing south or southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, then veering west, 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally wintry showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming west or southwest, 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, then squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 3. Recent rain, 9 miles, 1023, falling. Stornoway, south by west 3. 19 miles, 1019, falling. Lerwick, west by north 5, recent precipitation 11 miles 1014, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, west 2, recent precipitation 8 miles 1020, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, west by north 4, 16 miles 1022, rising more slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 4, 15 miles, 1024, now falling. Bulmer, west-southwest 3, 19 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest 4, 1027, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 6, 5 miles, 1028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest 6, 11 miles, 1031. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 2, 1032, rising more slowly. Jersey, north by west 4, 14 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 5, 1034. Silly Automatic, northwest by west, 3. 9 miles, 1,036, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, northwest by west, 3. 16 miles, 1,033, now falling. Aberporth, northwest by west, 5. 16 miles, 1,032, now falling. Valley, west by north, 4. 14 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north, 4. 7 miles, 1,030, now falling. Valentia, southwest, 3. 19 miles, 1,034, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by south, 3. 15 miles, 1,030, now falling. Malin Head, southwest, 4. Recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1,026, falling. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west, 5. Recent rain, 7 miles, 1,027, now falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 28th of March. The general situation. A transient ridge extends across the United Kingdom early on Sunday morning, providing a brief spell of relatively settled weather. However, low pressure centred near Iceland will quickly drive outbreaks of rain and strengthening winds across the United Kingdom through the day. Strong winds will develop widely, with gales affecting many waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8, then veering west. Showers, then rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West 4 or 5, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, then veering west later. Fair, then rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 4 or 5, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, then veering west or northwest 5 to 7 later. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 4 or 5, backing southwest 5 to 7, then veering west or northwest later. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, then backing westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, then backing west or southwest 5 to 7. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, then occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 5 to 7, then veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, then occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, veering westerly 5 or 6 later. Fair, then rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 4 or 5, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 5 to 7 later. Fair, then rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. West 4 or 5, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, then veering west or northwest 6 or 7. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest later. Fair, then rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly later. Fair, then rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering west or northwest 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, then veering west or northwest. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, northwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering west 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping bulletin. Of course, don't remember, the clocks go forward now by an hour. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have entered the conflict in the Middle East.
Our forces carried out the second military operation in the Holy Jihad battle with a barrage of cruise missiles and drones.
Israeli strikes on Lebanon continue. Pakistan proposes talks in Islamabad to de-escalate tensions in the Middle East. And the US...
No kings!
Anti-Trump protesters have taken to the streets across the country under the banner No Kings. Ukraine's President Zelensky's tour of the Gulf continues as he seeks further deals on defence cooperation. Beauty retailer Sephora and Benefit Cosmetics are under investigation for marketing anti-aging products to children.
This is the first time, as far as I know, we've talked about hitting the courts.
And...
they can't find the truck, they can't find the supplies. It's quite shocking, actually.
Food giant Nestle say a truck carrying more than 400,000 Kit Kat bars has gone missing. All coming up after this.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Houthis in Yemen have carried out a second missile and drone attack on Israel and have warned they'll keep conducting strikes in the coming days. Earlier on Saturday, the Iranian-backed group launched its first attack since the US and Israel began their war on Iran a month ago. Israel says it intercepted the strikes. Our correspondent in Jerusalem, James Waterhouse, explains how the Houthis' involvement could further disrupt shipping in the Middle East.
In the past, when they've launched missiles at Israel, the country's air defences haven't been particularly troubled. But it's how they could escalate which would have far wider reaching consequences. We saw with the Israel-Hamas war, the Houthis started targeting commercial vessels up the Red Sea towards the Suez Canal, another major shipping route. If they were to do that again, of course it would add to the already dire state.